What I'd like to do now, probably it's the end of the day and it's probably not a very good idea to talk about this in detail, but what I wanted just to share with you, and you see there's an item on the agenda called Delivering the Vision. And this is, if you like, in a way, the chairman's plea for a bit of help. Because I now meet the community four or five times a week. I give presentations, speeches, obviously promoting the work of the commission, and I'm very proud of the commission and what we're trying to achieve. But invariably, yes, you know, we talk about the scope and our terms of reference and how we're organising ourselves. But it gets turned around quite rightly, and people say, well, what do you expect? What do you hope to achieve within your 3-year term? And I think that's a very fair question. You know, within the context of your terms of reference, within the context of the reality, as we've heard, that the waterfront is going to be a building site in many cases for 5, if not longer, years, what do you really believe you can achieve within the within your term of office and within the commission's term of office? It's also, I think, about managing expectations. But what I was wondering, this is really for you to take away, many of you know that I'm also chairman of the Science Park, and what we've done there at board level and at committee level is effectively to set ourselves a series of targets, KPIs, if you like, against which we can be judged by government, against which we can be judged by the public. And I just wonder whether we should not be, as a commission, setting ourselves some KPIs, if you like, or some targets, deliverables, which we set out to, you know, we obviously discuss them in detail, we get comfortable with them, but in terms of our public in terms of our public relations, in terms of our explanations to the community, we actually set these out, if you like, as things that we would hope and expect to achieve within the within our 3-year term. I mean, I've just jotted down 4 or 5 things that I would hope we could achieve during the 3-year term. First of all, I hope at the end of the 3 years we could leave as our legacy a comprehensive master plan for the waterfront. Now, is that a reasonable KPI? Is that a reasonable deliverable? You have to help me, but I mean, it should be. It should be there, and I think it should be top of the list, if you like. We talk about holistic approach. We talk about doing things on a comprehensive basis. I would have thought this commission would like to leave as one of its legacies a comprehensive master plan for the waterfront, but please guide me. Secondly, I think we should be trying to set down, in quantum terms, the amount of additional waterfront that we would expect to be accessible by the public at the end of our 3-year term, both permanent and temporary. Why shouldn't we have an aspiration to add 20, 30, 40%? I don't know. Again, we need to obviously work closely with our government colleagues, but it seems to me that we should certainly have a target of that nature. How much additional waterfront is going to be accessible at the end of our 3-year term? Peter, again, this is perhaps for you, but I would have thought that by the end of our 3-year term, we should have established an enhanced set of design standards for waterfront development. Again, that should be, I would have thought, we'd hope that would be part of our legacy, that we have these new enhanced set of design standards for waterfront development. And then, picking up what Mrs. Lamb was saying, presumably we'd also like to leave as our legacy a range of potential and indeed proven public-private collaboration models. So 3 or 4 examples in practice, if you like, of public-private collaboration, which then can be models for the future. And then perhaps more of an aspiration than a deliverable, picking up what Maggie was saying earlier, the fact that every department would see it as an advantage to come to us early. You know, so that would become part of the culture that of all these various government departments, that they would come to the commission early, rather like MTR is doing, to seek our views, and hopefully we can really shape things going forward. Now, those are just some thoughts on how we might deliver the vision, what we might set by way of targets. Happy to have initial reactions and thoughts. What I have in mind doing is perhaps putting this into a note or a paper, So give it a bit more focus for discussion in the future. But I think we should be prepared to be accountable. And it's, what I'm seeking from you is a guide as to how we are accountable in the future. But any immediate reaction or comments?
Chairman, a great idea. I mean, this is a great idea of yours, and I fully support it. I've been thinking about it. We have been working with the harbour now 15 years. So the first thing, I speak on behalf of Hong Kong people. According to the research we've done from Hong Kong University, supporting the harbour is 96% of Hong Kong people. Right? So we are really working for the public. So I believe we have to set two things. One is the principle of what we're doing, and then specific goals, as the chairman has analyzed. I see that we have to do three things. That's why I'm sitting here. May not be for much longer. I'm just taking up these few meetings. Someone else will be here. The first one is, according to the law, we have to protect and preserve the harbour. We are dealing with the harbour front. So anything we do may have an impact on the harbour. And one of the principles you must be aware of is that whatever you plan must not require further reclamation. For example, the cruise centre. You do not provide land for expansion, then the only possibility of expansion will be more reclamation. So this is very important. The second principle is, apart from preserving the harbour and protecting it, we have to think of ways and means to enhance the enjoyment of the harbour. It's not a piece of wastewater. So that's the second principle. And finally, to enhance the enjoyment of the harbour front. All three are important. As for specific goals, a master plan is a great idea. But I think also some way of implementing the harbour planning principles that are excellent. The implementation of those principles. And finally, I think also management of the harbour front. It's no good talking, because one day when you build all these parks and so on, someone has got to take the responsibility to manage them. Sydney Harbour Development Authority has that job. We don't. So maybe, ultimately, we have to work towards the Harbour Authority. There is no other way. You need a permanent body who could look after things. We are transient. So I hope to see this coming within 5 years. And that is all I have to say. Thank you.
Carlos, please.
Yeah, I think probably if we want to be accountable, I think we need to set up some KPI. But I think, but we may do it in a more refined manner, that we just not only set deliverables, but also we have to assess the impact, real impact. I think the impact may be how far we have enhanced our harbour. We need to have some sort of indicator, not just, for example, even if we have 20 or 30% more accessibility, it may not be enough. Or we have a design centre that may have no impact at all. So I think we need to separate performance, which are more related to deliverables, and also the real impact, how far this deliverable has achieved the objective harbour fund. For example, achieving zero reclamation, or achieve vibrancy, achieve connectivity. I think we need to use this indicator instead of just performance. Because we all sit here for a number of meetings here, may not achieve a lot of impact, although we deliver a lot of things. And so I think if we want really to set our task meaningful, we need not only just to perform an indicator. Today we talk about more on the impact, a key impact indicator, and also how far our stakeholders has been enjoying the benefit, which sectors, which stakeholders has been benefit. I think that maybe we need to, from a perspective, management perspective, we want to do it, we need to do it a better way. I think that's because in my interaction with a lot of stakeholders in my management research, they all now said that a lot of business sector, government sector, has taken up a lot of deliverable, a lot of programs, but they never mentioned the real impact in a real meaningful way. a lot of initiative. How about the impact?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think that's the point.
Please, thank you.
Chairman, just from all these comments from Vincent and also from Professor Low, I think you just raised all these points. I think we need a proper section to, based on what has been raised, to have proper discussion and then formalize it.
Yep.
Today, I think it's good to share some view. Yeah.
Throwing out the idea so people can go away and think about it, really. Please.
Chairman, I want to echo on some of the points that you raised, including the five specific points that you've mentioned. First of all, the comprehensive master plan. I agree, that within this three-year term, we have to make sure that we will deliver a comprehensive master plan for the development of Harbourfront. But just that, I want us to be more specific as to what exactly needs to be included in the master plan. Like, like specific use or general concept, like what Winston just shared about the determination that we will keep the harbour without further reclamation, things like that. I think we have to include in the overall master plan. The other point you mentioned about increasing area that is accessible to public, I guess first of all I agree with the comment made by Vincent early on that we need to have an inventory, especially for me as a new member to the commission. I will have to understand what projects we have on hand. And then, whether we can, make improvement, what sort of improvement, what is the scope. Like just earlier today, we talked a lot about the design or the location of the ventilation building, whatever. Then we don't know, which area, the scope of our discussion. So I think we have to understand what kind of projects we have to be involved, and also you mentioned about increasing 20% or 30% of the area accessible. I think we also need to define the measurement basis, because even if we build a promenade around the whole harbour, they might not be accessible. So this could be something that we have to be very specific about. And also I want to finally comment on the the public-private collaboration. I'm just wondering, because 3 years is actually a very short period, and then whether this commission can have a few like pilot schemes about this PPC projects, like we just select maybe 1, 2, 3 projects, and we are determined that they will become they will come to a fruition stage before we before our term is finished, and then we will see or maybe even we will develop very clear principles as to how those collaboration schemes must be developed. And then, this is my comment. Thank you.
Very helpful. Thank you. As I say, the intention is not to today, if you like, to reach any definitive answer or to come up with any definitive proposal. What I suggest I do, if members agree, is why don't I try and consolidate my thoughts anyway into a paper, discussion paper. And we can circulate it, and we can either deal with the bi-circulation, or we can have an hour's debate, if you like, at a future commission's meeting. Because it's a question that I'm being asked a lot, and as you become ambassadors and are ambassadors for the commission, you will be asked as well, what are you going to deliver? And we have to be fairly clear on what we're going to try and deliver anyway. Yeah. Peter, are you looking at me?
Yeah, I have a few comments.
Please.
I think one important thing is really to relate the master plan. I agree. I think it's a very good idea to come up with a comprehensive master plan or master idea plan for the harbour. But it needs to relate to harbour principles, but it also needs to relate to design parameters and design initiatives as well, rather than just simply be a kind of greening plan. I'd also like to think that we can put urban design and placemaking right up front rather than zoning. So, we have to, again, try in a subtle way to overcome things that at the moment actually are working in a different direction. And I think we need to recognize that. And I like to think, too, that we can, if you like, overcome something that I think has crept up on us silently over the last 10 years, which is akin to shooting ourselves in the foot in design terms. We need to ensure that our ordinances, our environmental ordinance, our protection of the harbour ordinance, are used positively and they don't actually work, or they're not interpreted by government as working against the achievement of Harbour Principles. And I can think of several instances where that is happening right now. I do feel we've not yet crossed an important credibility threshold, in that presentations are still being made on the basis of quite utilitarian proposals, simply because that's the way things have always been done. And we're never going to get great harbourfront environment whilst we're still thinking about the way LCSD are necessary. I'm not criticising LCSD. You know, they have a job to do. They have their own ordinance, and they work in a certain way. But that way will never be good enough for us. And if we are to achieve a really great harbourfront that we're all trying to get, we really have to ring the changes too. Okay.
Good. Well, I'll embrace that as well in the paper. All right. Well, we've had a good afternoon. Thank you very much. I think it's been a good session. Thank you all very much. Task forces have got a lot to do. MTR worry me, quite frankly. Message to them was very strong. I mean, yes, we need infrastructure. Yes, we need the railway, but it's coming at one hell of a price. Anyway. But anyway, thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Madam will be happy.
Good. The first time you get finished, you get to the show. And the audience learns that, you know.
Yeah, sure.